Chapter 23.
The nearer witches came within 2 meters of him, their arms raised and weaving spells in new patterns. Luke struggled to rise, could not do so against the press of the lightning and his own dazed condition. Then there was a thump to his left as Vistara landed atop a flat stone the size of a tabletop. She was within reach of the nearer witch on the left. She swung the lightsaber in her hand, blue, not the red one she'd wielded in the maw, at the witch. The witch, a red-headed woman of middle years with purpling blotches on her face, shifted the aim of her spell-weaving. Air superheated in a channel from her to Vistara. The witches doubtless would have called it fire, but it was plasma. Vistara took it on her lightsaber blade. She twisted, bracing herself on her right foot, and pivoted into a sidekick. The blow took the witch in the midsection, and Luke could hear her ribs break. The witch staggered back, her plasma attack sliding off sideways to play harmlessly against boulders and loose soil. Vistara's attack was more than a successful assault against one witch. It distracted the others as well. The attention of the two lightning casters wavered. Luke felt the pressure against him falter just a bit, just enough. He rolled rightward, carrying the lightning assault with him, but deflecting more of its energy, and came to his feet. And more, leaping up and toward the nearest witch to his right. His kick caught her in the chin. He felt bone break under his attack. The witch fell back, her spell weaving immediately at an end. She collapsed gracelessly and lay unmoving. The ground shook as the onrushing rancors came near. They passed the two witches in the rear, one headed for Luke, one for Vistara. Luke traversed toward the right. The witch's lightning stayed with him. Too late, the witches recognized his tactic. The crackling streams of lightning crossed over Luke's rancor. The lightning jittered over the beast's body, illuminating it. The beast stumbled in its run, falling forward. Its inadvertent dive brought it below the lightning bolts, which returned to Harry Luke. But he caught them on his blade again, and the damage had been done. The rancor lay still, smoke rising from its back. Luke grinned at the witches, a smile not of humor, but of warning. To his left, Luke saw the second rancor tripping over something, falling toward Vistara. The something was the witch closest to Vistara. Somehow the girl had redirected the witch, perhaps with another kick or an exertion through the force, and had put her beneath the rancor's feet. Now the witch was down, trodden upon, and the rancor was in the middle of an awkward collapse. Vistara showed it no mercy. With grace and speed worthy of a Jedi Knight, she sidestepped and brought up her blade in a blindingly fast slash. The blow intercepted the rancor's throat. The beast's shoulder came to ground centimeters from her feet. One of the two rearmost witches diverted her lightning to Vistara. The Sith girl caught it on her blade and was forced backward, taking slow steps and skidding slightly as the energy compelled her into unwilling retreat. But that left only one on Luke. Pushing, summoning his willpower and technique in the Force, he walked toward his witch at the same rate Vistara retreated before hers. He felt the new attack in the Force before he detected its direct effects. There was a pulse of energy from all along the tree line. Then wind howled out of the forest and rushed against him, battering him, adding its strength to that of the lightning. He couldn't advance against it, so he rooted himself in place. The wind tore at his clothes and his hair, caused him to squint and shield his face with his free hand, but he could not be put down, could not be pushed back. He saw winds hammer at the two downed witches. In a moment, the currents caught them up. They rose to an altitude of a couple of meters, the skins they wore rippling and tattering in the wind. And then they hurtled toward the forest. The two witches pouring force lightning against him and Vistara also retreated, but they kept their feet and backed away until they reached the tree line and disappeared within it. Still, the wind kept up. Luke saw Vistara pressed up against a sheer rock face at the bottom of the slope. Now the four rancors that had passed him descended too. All had blood on them, and clearly most of that blood was not their own. As they reached the base of the hill, they broke into a run and were, moments later, lost in the shadows of the trees. Then, and only then, did the wind subside. He looked over at Vistara, who could finally move free of the rock face she'd been pinned against. He gave her a little salute of the lightsaber before he deactivated it. "I'm surprised you came to my aid, considering the determination you showed when you and your mistress fought me in the maw." Vistara too deactivated her weapon, or rather Ben's, as Luke now recognized it to be. She shrugged.
"We were enemies then. Now we have a common goal."
"Which is exactly what?"
"Defeat of the Night Sisters, of course. Do you wish me to stay with you?"
He shook his head. "I think Ben will need his lightsaber back." Vistara began a graceful ascent of the slope.
"If I were you, I'd cut off one of the Rancor heads and prop it up on a stone. Give the others something to think about, to fear."
"Not my style." After a moment, Luke began climbing up after her, returning to his halfway point.